the Census Bureau goes out and essentially resamples just a small percentage of the folks who turned in census forms to verify that the correct information was gathered on those forms. And from that, they try to determine how well the count went.
Well, what do we know about, I think at one time before the final push, they were saying that 76% of Missourians had turned in their census form. Do you have a feel for what the overall percentage is now that things are pretty wrapped up? How close to 100% are you confident about everybody?
Well, those percentages that folks talk about, that deals with the mail-out, mail-back portion of the census. The response rate, or the mail-in response rate, for Missouri was 73%, and for the nation it was 74%.
Do you have any kind of a confidence factor in how close we came to getting everybody?
The Census Bureau works hard to try to get every person enumerated. So for that roughly 26% that doesn't respond, whether you're talking nationally or whether you're talking in Missouri, so 27% that didn't respond in Missouri to the mail-out, mail-back, those are the folks that they went around, and it was a process called the non-response follow-up. So they had actual enumerators go to each of those addresses that did not return a census form, and they determine what the situation is. So part of that process is a vacant delete check, where they verify that they had mailed to an address that was now a vacant building or had changed to, let's say, maybe commercial property, and then they delete that from the list of addresses that they would mail to. Or they find individuals that are there, and then they complete the enumeration process. So, it's fairly confident that they have found everyone that was on those original mailing lists. And during the process of that, too, they also look for, properties that maybe have folks living in them that may not have been on the mailing lists. And those would be called update enumerates, where they update the mailing list, and then they go ahead and enumerate the folks that they find at that location during the process.
Do you have any of the preliminary figures yet indicating how many folks we have living in Missouri as of the formal completion of the actual count?
No. The Census Bureau will release those counts to the president sometime in December. It's usually right about the first of the year. So sometime sort of between Christmas and New Year is historically when the census counts are released to the president. After they're released to the president, then they are sent over to Congress so that Congress can do the reapportionment of the seats. And then after the apportionment process has taken place, that's when they deliver the counts to all of the individual states.
What really piqued my interest on this, Matt, was I was going through a newspaper the other day, and I saw some mention of homeless people, and I thought, aha, I just wonder how things finally worked out, because every census I've ever covered, trying to find and identify and count homeless people has always been one of the biggest headaches of the whole process. How do you think things went in Missouri this year in tracking down homeless folks and making sure we counted as many people as possible who don't have addresses?
It's a difficult thing to do. The process started in that the Census Bureau gathered from states back in 2008, I believe it was, locations for where services are provided to homeless individuals. So those could be like soup kitchens, mobile food vans, medical clinics. So we were able to provide a list of those locations and services that are provided to the homeless. The Census Bureau then uses that to develop the strategy and the timing and the manning of how they are going to carry out the enumeration of homeless individuals. I mean, I've talked with some of the folks that were involved with the count in St. Louis, and it sounded like the count went, you know, about as good as it can go. My feeling was that it was handled fairly well in Kansas City also. I haven't had, you know, one-on-one sort of conversations with people that were involved with the homeless count in other parts of the state, but, you know, our hope and our feeling is that the Census Bureau kind of knows what they're doing, and they did about as good a job as you can do trying to count folks that are homeless and don't have a location where you can go try to make contact with them.
I know after every census, there are some towns that think the numbers that they get are much lower than they should be, and they launch local complete count committees or whatever they want to call them to go out and make sure that everybody got counted. Do you know of any community efforts that are already being made to put together at least preliminary preparations for that kind of committee just in case some disappointing numbers come in?
You know, there's really no way to adjust the numbers up. There's some situations called like count question resolution where they can go out and they do make some adjustments in the census counts that mostly are reflected when population estimates are developed later in the decade. But once the census is taken, it's essentially taken. They don't go back and just sort of try to readjust the numbers. You know, the Census Bureau makes great effort to go to every home and try to count the people that are there, and there's really no way to go back and change that count once it's been taken. Like I said, they do things where they do have a program called count question resolution where they'll go back, they'll try to determine if they think there might have been significant undercount in a certain area. They create sort of an errata page, basically, where they go and they'll say, you know, we think the counts maybe should have been a little bit higher here, and they don't really add those numbers back to the count. They just put them in another location to let folks know that, you know, there's a question about how well the count went here. The main thing that those counts then do is that they can help with grant writing, where if an individual municipality is writing a grant or trying to do some sort of planning, they can use those, you know, sort of updated numbers, I guess you'd call it, or adjusted numbers for those purposes. And then what the real help is that when they do estimates throughout the rest of the decade, they'll take that into consideration when they try to estimate where the population's at currently based on births and deaths and migration. They'll start with that adjusted base.
Okay. Based on your ongoing demographic studies of the state of Missouri, and I know that your office regularly looks at trends throughout the state of Missouri, without getting into any specific numbers, when we get the final report on the 2010 census, what do you think will be the most noticeable changes in our state, other than just the raw population numbers, that we'll see compared to where we were in 2000?
You know, you'll see an increase in the percentage of minority folks within the state. You're going to see a change in the overall age of the population of the state. I don't think that's, you know, that's going to be a similar situation to what most states will see. You know, those are the sorts of things that I expect will come out when we see the counts.
Will we see any interesting population shifts, for example? Are we going to see more people moving, older people continue to move into southwest Missouri, that kind of thing? Have you identified any trends like that?
No, I really haven't done, you know, a whole lot of analysis on. At this point, we're working on estimate data that's based on the 2000 census. So until some real numbers come out, you know, there's just not a lot to look at.
What will be, from the standpoint of the state demographer, what will be some of the most valuable information that you will get once the final census figures do come out?
You know, one of the things we've been looking at real close is we're just interested in the total number at this point because we've got a congressional seat sort of hanging in the balance. So our push, you know, for the last 3 years essentially has been to try to make sure that we get every person in Missouri counted, and so that we have, you know, we have the numbers that we need to retain 9 congressional seats. So that's the thing that, you know, I've been most focused on is just hoping that we get as good a count as possible on the total number of folks counted in the state of Missouri.
I have to ask you this because of all of the political and other interest in the issue of illegal immigration nationwide. Is tracking down migrant workers or immigrant workers a special problem during a census like this that we've had with people who don't want to be found or don't want to be counted or don't want to be identified? Do you know of any problems we ran into with that this year?
That, you know, that's always an issue in that there's a trust factor on collecting the census information. The information is usually self-reported. The bulk of it is mail-out, mail-back type of surveys. With the increased awareness of undocumented aliens in the United States, it just created complications in that folks were a little less likely to participate in the census process. Now that, I mean, that does two things. It makes it harder to count folks like that that may be in Missouri, but it also made it more difficult in places like California and Texas and Florida and some of the big states that have a large share of the congressional seats. And so, you know, it's hard to say how that's going to influence the whole apportionment process because, yes, it may have been more difficult for us to count illegal immigrants in Missouri, but it was also more difficult in those larger states that take a larger share of the congressional seats. So it's very difficult to predict how this will all, you know, come out in the end and how the seats will be apportioned.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see how the whole issue shakes out in the census. So would I be accurate in saying that basically we're down to just basically kind of cleanup work for the census now?
Yeah, I mean, the census is over. The actual counting has been completed. Mm-hmm. They are in the process of trying to compile the numbers, so they have to tabulate all of those numbers, whether it's by block or county or state or, you know, for individual municipalities. The tabulation of all those numbers is the process that's being taken place right now. And then the only field work that's taking place has to do with verifying how well the count went.